It's a common sight this time of year. Withered Christmas trees tossed curbside next to trash bins. Many end up landfilled, though more municipalities recycle live holiday trees into mulch. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, there's still yet another option.
Goats!
That's right, goats. 20 goats run to Jason Estes from a back pasture on his family's farm in northeast Fayetteville. The herd surrounds us, curiously nudging and nibbling jackets, strings, pants, even a microphone cord. Soon, they spot a fresh blue spruce Christmas tree recently delivered over the fence for their enjoyment. Turns out goats relish juicy pine needles and tender branches.
So they will totally destroy a tree, down to chew it on the bark, really.
Jason Estes and his spouse, Connie, operate Greedy Goats, hiring out the herd during the warm season to clear brush and invasive vines and shrubs from both private and public property in places like Wilson Park in downtown Fayetteville summer before last. Along with ivy, bush honeysuckle, and privet, they love to eat the gnarliest of invasive plants like poison ivy and thistles. Estes describes his goats as the original brush hog.
See that fence over there? See how you can see the neighbor's house? When I moved in, you couldn't see that. That was a solid wall of privet. And over the last 4 or 5 years, they've eaten it completely down.
The most commonly sold Christmas trees are Norway spruce, Fraser fir, Douglas fir, and blue spruce. But goats apparently have Christmas tree preferences when it comes to snacks.
It seems like they like the spruce the most. That's the ones I see them, you know, kind of aggressively eat. But they'll eat any of them. At this time of year, you know, browse is real thin. There's not a lot of leaves to be had. And they'll happily eat any kind of evergreen they get a chance to.
The goats take turns, he says, in clicks, devouring the trees.
And there's always a little bit of budding here and there. And it can look kind of fierce, but really, honestly, it's just brothers and sisters kind of knocking each other around. It's never really anything more aggressive than a single hit.
I see feed bins out here. What do you typically feed them?
Well, in the winter, we give them oats and goat mineral to keep them healthy, but their primary food through the winter is hay. So this the Christmas trees act as a treat.
The herd is relatively new, acquired after purchasing the property, a former goat dairy, and a flock of chickens.
And then they're like a gateway drug to animals, so ended up with the goats. And then, you know, they're prolific. They produce pretty quickly. 3 goats turns into 12 goats really fast. And then once we started doing the business, we opened up our options to doing some rescue goats. And that's what filled out the rest of the herd.
This herd is a blend of breeds.
Most of them are Boer Nubian mixes, which is what this guy right here is. And we have some pure breeds. He's a pure breed Nubian. We have a couple of Nigerian dwarfs, these little troublemakers over here. And those two little troublemakers over there. And then this is our newest addition to the herd. Her and her sister, this is Persimmon and Jasmine, and they're Kiko goats, which is a breed just coming to Arkansas, originally from New Zealand. So I have African goats, I have New Zealand goats, but they're all Arkansas goats. They're all from around.
These goats are cute. They're plump. They have thick winter pelts during cold snaps, however. They are provided lots of warm straw and heat lamps. Pampered, greedy goats.
Now, we have occasionally put sweaters on goats, too.
Not so far-fetched if you think about equine winter coats placed on horses by thoughtful owners. These goats are also party animals, several mini-goats, as well as younger goats with adorable names like Biscotti, Oreo, Snickerdoodle, and Nutter Butter are caravanned to special events for petting and brushing by both kids and grown-ups. They love attention.
Yeah, we did a party last Friday. We went to a family's home, and they all came out and they were all in town for Christmas, so they decided to have some goats over to play with. It was pretty entertaining.
Greedy goats are apparently working year-round now. You can see for yourself by visiting them on Facebook. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.